Hey, we're good. How y'all doing?
Man, we are doing fantastic. We are doing great,
great
today, no doubt about it. Not nearly as good as we will be doing coming up on Saturday night when you guys, country night with the Iowa Wild. We are so pumped for this.
Dude, we are too, man. The Iowa Wild is going to get turned up, and the boys are coming to town. We're going to bring everybody in the band, the bus, and we're going to throw it down, and it's going to be a party.
Okay, so do you guys like hockey?
Of course, but I'm a Tampa Bay Lightning fan, so.
Okay, all right. Well, the good news is
we don't play them.
Yeah, so you're good.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, you're good.
yeah, this will all work out just fine.
Well, I tell you, one of the things that we love about this is, you know, the Iowa Wild, it, you know, you get two for the price of one. You're going to get the fun of the game, but then an awesome low-cash show. It's a great night of entertainment. Let's talk a little bit about the show that you guys put on, because, man, you bring the fun. You bring the energy when you perform. Has that always been an important part for you guys?
Yeah, you know, just making sure everybody forgets about their problems, gets their hands up, they're singing along, having cold drinks with their friends and fam, and, you know, it smiles on everybody's faces. That's what it's all about. This world is crazy right now, and we need some music, you know. We need to party a little bit and have a night where we just get out there and enjoy each other's company and sing along.
How do you get yourself pumped up for the energy of a show that you guys put on?
You know, it's usually kind of like some whiskey and some coffee, and you know, we've been doing it a long time. We'll turn it, yeah, well, together. You know what I mean? And we'll get some Motley Crue cranked up in the green room, and that's kind of how we know it's showtime. As soon as we hear Motley Crue crank up, we're like, okay, it's go time.
And you've basically spelled out the secret to our show, the whiskey and coffee together.
For some reason, it just fits perfectly.
You were talking about everybody singing along and getting together and having a good time. Is there a certain song you guys have where you're like, man, this is the one that gets everybody going? Or does it change from show to show?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, obviously, Hometown Home was a really big one. So, but I Love This Life, our first song, our first big hit. I mean, that one just, it turns the place ecstatic. I mean, it's such a great song. It's such a positive song. It just brings everybody out there. And for those 3 minutes of that song, which we probably sing it for like 8 minutes to keep it going, and the crowd just sings the rest of it.
I do like
they
that
don't
idea.
Care. Yeah.
Put it at the beginning, drop it in the middle, play it again at the end. Do you guys have a
favorite
to play?
You know. Man, you know, Hometown Home is probably our favorite right now just because we started our own record label. We bet the farm on ourselves, and we put this song out, and it started climbing the charts, and we hired a team. And next thing you know, we got this 2-week number one on our hands on Billboard. And it's like, man, we did this from scratch. We did this on our own. We've had number one songs before, but they were on other record labels. And to be able to do it ourselves and look back on that journey, and now we're, you know, we've got Wrong Hearts. It's top 30, and Hometown Home just went to the pop charts, and things are just wild right now. So Hometown Home is a special one.
So you talked about Wrong Hearts being out there. When you talk about doing a show and you have a new single, you know, Wrong Hearts, a great song. Is it a challenge to like get it to the point where it's show worthy? Is there a lot of rehearsal to make sure it's like, okay, we've got this right before we put it in the show?
Man, I wish we had that time, but we're on the road so much. But literally, our rehearsal is our sound checks. And when we do a sound check, we'll come in and rehearse the song. You know, Preston and I, you know, right after singing it, we'll know in the studio, like, okay, we need to put this in the show immediately. Wrong Hearts is one of them. The pressure of the new song is where to put it in the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about where to put it. You know, how do you get away with the new songs? Because nobody ever wants to hear the new song. They want to hear the hits. So you got to put it in between them where they're like, oh, okay, wait a minute, that sounds like a hit.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That sounds like quite a strategy session. Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like a batting lineup for baseball. You know, you got your leadoff hitter, and you got your home run hitter, and your cleanup. You know,
AAA. Here comes the guy from AAA.
Like, oh boy, we got to squint. And the pitcher goes ninth every time.
That's
you know what I mean.
And we're on the bench. That's how it is.
Yes. Always.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We cannot wait for the show. Country Night with the Iowa Wild. Locash, man, we cannot wait to see you guys again. Thank you so much for taking the time and talking with us today.
I may jump on skates, guys. I don't know yet.
I'd look forward to that.
I'd pay Chris to see
is,
that,
Chris
too.
Chris is coming out on stage in ice skates. Yeah, I want to see it, too.